message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
For all he has done for us, this is the first service in the anointing service for this month of March. And I know your life is marching forward in the name of Jesus. I say your life is marching forward in the name of Jesus. We were here yesterday at the breakthrough encounter, and it was an awesome time in God's presence. If you were not here, you missed a lot, and I'll advise you to get the CD. And I know God will bless you again this morning in Jesus' name. Anointing for supernatural speed. Anointing for supernatural speed. Please get your writing materials, because I know my God will bless you yet again this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to start by saying, beloved, that God has designed you for the supernatural. This is our year of supernatural settlement. And God wants to settle you. You have been designed for a supernatural life. And this supernatural life is evidenced by speed. Speed of accomplishment. Speed of results. Speed of success in whatever you lay your hands upon. Every believer has been ordained to be successful and to be more and more successful. According to Proverbs 4, verse 18, for the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. Also in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So we are designed for change of levels, for continual progress. We all, beholding as in a face the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. Somebody say same image. We are changed into the same image. We are, that is, you are designed to move at the image and at the pace that God has designed for you. And you are supposed to move from glory to glory. That's what they call speed. And so God does not want you to be stagnated in life. God's design is that you are making reasonable progress. You are not designed to be at the same spot of life, either spiritually or physically or financially or academically. As a businessman, you are not meant to be at the same spot. As a student, you are not designed to be at the same level continually, consistently. There is a new level that my Father has designed for you, and you will get there. I said there's a new level my Father has designed for you, and you will get there. There are some of you, even this week we are entering, you will be entering into your new levels. By the time this week we are entering is concluding, you are already on your new status. God has already lifted you in the name of Jesus. If you are the person I'm praying for this morning, let me hear you say a big amen. Important facts about supernatural speed. Number one is that the whole world is waiting for your life to change for the better. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everybody, friends, neighbors, acquaintances, even your enemies, they are waiting to see the outcome of your life. They are waiting to see what will happen to you between now and July this year. They are waiting to see what this your God you claim to serve will do for you. And they will see something great in your life. I say they will see something great in your life. Another important fact about supernatural speed is that supernatural speed and progress is what brings glory to God in your life. Your speed, your progress, your development, your testimony, your advancement, your success is what brings glory to God. Shame in your life does not bring glory to God. Stagnation does not bring glory to God. Joblessness does not bring glory to God. Sickness and disease does not bring glory to God. It is your success. Somebody say success. It is your success, your advancement, your development that brings glory to God. Something will happen in your life today. People will give glory to God. People will have cause to shout hallelujah because of you. Somebody say a big amen. So you have been designed for that. Another important fact about spiritual speed is that God does not want you to be stagnated in life. Many times, many people have painted the picture of God as one bad God. As one person that is so wicked. Is as if he's looking for blood to drink. He wants to kill people. God is a loving father. God is a caring father. In Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11. Say, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, the door is opened unto him. Is there any one of you that his son will ask for fish? And he say, no, I don't want to give you a fish. I'll give you a serpent. Is it possible? Or you will ask for bread and then you give you a stone. In verse 11, he said, if you as wicked as you are, as wicked men, know how to give good things to your children. Do you think I will not give good things to them? Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. If you as wicked as you are, evil heart, you still bless your children. You give them clothes. You give them food. You buy cars for them. You send them to good schools. How do you think I will not want you to be successful? God wants you to attain speed in life. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, that will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. And this morning I will be showing us a major force for speed in life. And it's called vision. 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 In Proverbs 29 verse 18, Bible says, when there is no vision, the people perish. The perish they are talking about here is not about dying. It's about being stripped of dignity, honor, and respect. So when they don't have a vision, they perish. When you don't have a vision, you perish. Nobody here will perish in Jesus' name. And in order not to perish, there's something very vital called vision. What is vision? Vision is the unfolding of God's plan for a person's life. The unfolding, the opening up of what God created you for in life. Vision is the exact reason why the manufacturer created a human being. That is vision. That is vision. The exact purpose, the exact reason why you were brought into this world. That is vision. And I want us to note this very quickly as it relates to vision. Nobody gives himself a vision. Vision is always from God. Vision is always from God. And there is a difference between vision and ambition. Vision is from God. Ambition is from man. Vision is what God wants you to be. Ambition is what you desire to be. What you have been thinking of becoming. What you have wished to become. What you have desired to do for your, with your life. That's your ambition. But when you are doing the exact thing God designed you for, and the exact thing God proposed you for, that is God's vision for your life. And it is in this vision that you gain speed. Examples this morning of those who possess vision. In this first service, I will take some from the Old Testament. I will take one from the Old Testament. And I will take one from the New Testament. And in the second service, I will take one also from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. Because vision is not about Old Testament or New Testament. It's about the entire Bible. It's applicable then. It's applicable now. And it's applicable forever. First example I'll be showing us this morning is a man called Noah. Noah. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, verse 15 to 20. Genesis 8, verse 15 to 20. The Bible says, God spoke to Noah and gave him an assignment. God spoke. Can you see that? Can you go back to that place? That's what they call vision. God spoke to Noah. That's vision. What God tells you is his vision for your life. God spoke unto Noah, saying, go on, beloved. Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all the flesh, both fowls and cattle, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may spread or breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. God gave Noah a vision. He said, I'm about to destroy the entire world. Go and prepare an ark. Go and get an ark ready. I'm about to scatter the entire world. And the Bible says that Noah hearkened to what God said. Noah listened to what God said. He did it. And Noah went forth and did it the exact way God wanted him to do it. My prayer for you today is that the exact vision and the exact thing that God wants you to do, may you be able to do it today in Jesus' name. I say, may you be able to do it today in Jesus' name. I say, may you be able to do it today in Jesus' name. What God has said you should do, you will do it successfully in Jesus' name. I say you will do it successfully in Jesus' name. Let me just give us one more example from the Old Testament. A man called Abraham. Abraham was not a preacher. He was a businessman. Abraham walked and excelled through vision. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, God said to him, get out of thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And he made promises to him. I'm going to bless you in that land. I'm going to make you great in that land. He showed him a vision. He showed him something. And this granted him speed. Before God showed Abraham a vision, he was very slow in progress. At 75, he had nothing in his life. Nothing to show for his life. But immediately God spoke to him. This is what to do. This is what to do. This is how to do it. His life changed. And in Genesis 13 verse 2, after he had listened to God's vision for his life, the Bible says he became rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He became blessed because he hearkened to the vision that God placed in his life. And that's the Old Testament. Under the New Testament, the man called Paul was a man of vision. Before Paul accessed vision, he was a terrorist. He was a killer, as it were. Paul was a destroyer. He kills believers. He destroys wherever they are doing crusades. But when God stepped in and gave him a vision, in Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 6, God gave him a vision. God opened his eyes. And then his life changed. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice. You will hear a voice today. He heard a voice from the Lord saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? Why are you going against what I told you to do? Why are you not walking with vision? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? What do you want me to do? What is your vision for my life? And the Bible says in Acts 26, verse 19, that he was not disobedient to heaven's vision. He was not disobedient. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heaven's vision. May you not be disobedient to heaven's vision. I said, may you not be disobedient to heaven's vision. A lot of times what God wants us to do is against what we naturally want to do. A lot of times what God shows you that you should do or how you should run your life is in dissonance with how you wish to run your life. Yeah? But heaven knows why you were created. Heaven knows the purpose why you were created and the reason why you were created, and they know the best thing that you can do for your life to be successful. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, you will not be disobedient to heaven's vision. Quickly this morning, beloved, what are the benefits of vision? What are the benefits? What do I stand to gain if I access vision from God? What do I have to gain? Number one is vision gives stability. 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 In James chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's all his ways. He's always unstable because, you see, when you have vision, you become stable. Visionlessness is what makes instability. Why do you think Nigeria is where it is today? Quite a lot of the leaders have no vision for the nation. There is no plan. No 1 year plan. No 3 year plan. No 10 year plan. No plan. Resources come. They sell oil. You blow it. Sell oil. You blow it. Sell oil. You blow it. No savings. Yesterday I stumbled on the news. 22 point something billion dollars loan about to be approved by National Assembly again for Nigeria. Not billion naira. 22 point something billion dollars loan. It's amazing. It is surprising. I can't even fathom it. Where is the money that we are earning per day from excavation of oil? Where is it going? You see nations without oil, without any reserves. They have no natural resources. Yet you go there and you enjoy your life. Everything is so wonderfully well. When you lack vision, you lack stability. Right? That's why when you see somebody who has no vision, they can't stay in one place. They are here today, they are here tomorrow, they are here today. Because of lack of vision. When you don't know what God has told you to do, you do more than 12 businesses in 1 year. More than 12 in 1 year. Because there is no vision. Once there is no vision, there is no stability. God will give you stability. I say God will give you stability. I say God will give you stability. Say a big amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Number two, benefit of vision is that vision gives you a mission or what you call mandate. Vision gives you a mandate or something to pursue. In Genesis 41, verse 46 to 49, Joseph was given a vision. Joseph was not the president or the ultimate in Egypt, but God gave him a vision to serve under the king and to excel there. And he gave him a vision to prepare for the future of the countries around him. When food will be scarce, you are to prepare. You are to prepare. He said there will be seven, and in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handful. When there was so much food, Joseph was given the vision to prepare when there was abundance. He gathered so much food. The Bible says there was nowhere again to store food. He gathered so much food. Everywhere was filled up. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea. Very much until he left numbering. For it was without number. It was without number. The vision that God showed to him gave him a mission to pursue. Gave him something to pursue. That's why people that have vision, that God has shown things, they don't have difficulties in waking up early in the morning. Because there's something always to pursue. There's something to pursue. There's something God has shown them. God will show you something you will pursue. I said God will show you something you will pursue. When God has shown you a vision, you are a mobile caterpillar. Because you have a mission. There's something why God brought you to this world and he has shown it to you. Then you are running with it. God told Joseph, this is what to do. Prepare for the 7 years when there will be so much abundance. And then release it in the years when there will be no abundance. And he did it so well. He did it so well that everybody followed him when his father died. The whole country was almost empty. Every prominent person, he was not the president, he was not the number one, but because of the vision and mission and the relevance of his mission, he became a phenomenon. He became a person to be reckoned with. In this generation, you will become a person to be reckoned with. Say a big amen. Vision gives you a mission to pursue. Vision gives you something to pursue. That's why you see students who want to come out with first class, or they want to come out with second class upper. You see them with good mission. You don't see them rocking in different unknown places. No, because they have a vision. There is a reason why they're in that school. There is a purpose why they are there. So they don't walk aimlessly about. They don't go about wasting time and wasting life. There's a mission. They know that it will soon be 3 years or 4 years, and then the certificate will be given to them. And it is what they are prepared for. The mission they have pursued, that is what they will write on that certificate. You can't have first class preparation and end up with third class certification. You can't have first class preparation and end up with a third class certification. And at the same time, you can't have a third class preparation and end up with a first class certification. It's impossible. It is impossible. Under impossibility for an empty bag to stand agility. It is impossible to sow nothing and wish for something. Vision gives you purpose, gives you something to pursue. Number three, what does vision do to a man, to a woman? Vision leads to the termination of struggling. You will no longer struggle. I say you will no longer struggle. Let me hear you say a big amen. You will no longer be a struggler in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Like I said, Abraham was a struggler. Nothing to show. His life had nothing that is relevant at all. Until vision was shown to him of how his future would be like. God showed him what it would be like, and his life changed. Your own life will change also. In Genesis 13 verse 17, Genesis 13 verse 17, it says, "Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you." Walk through everywhere. I will give it unto you. And then as a result of this, his struggling was terminated. Is scratching the ground was terminated. His beggarly life was terminated because God showed him something. That scale on your eyes will be removed today. I said that scale on your eyes will be removed today. God will give you something very massive to pursue this year. Somebody say a big amen. Many struggle because there is no vision. You are walking in a place. You should have a vision for walking there. You should have a vision for working there. In this place, I'm going to excel here. I'm ascending to the top. I can't be on the ground. And so you don't walk like every other person. They say resume at 7:30. 7:28, you are there. Because of the... So the issue of struggling to get resources is not there. But anytime you see struggling, it means vision is lacking. Anytime you see struggling, vision is lacking. Any business where there is struggling, vision is lacking. But any business where you see progress, it might not be much. It might not be so massive, but there's some level of progress. 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 It means there's a level of vision there. Somebody here today, vision will be unveiled to you in the name of Jesus. I say vision will be unveiled to you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be a struggler in the name of Jesus. Nobody will count you among the strugglers any longer in the name of Jesus. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. I said, benefits of vision, number one, is that it's what? It gives stability. You become stable. You are not easily moved here and there because you have a vision. You have a vision. Number two, benefit of vision is what? It gives you a mandate. It gives you a mission. There's a mission. When you are on a mission to the market to buy, for example, you want to go and buy fresh fish for daddy. Fresh fish. When you hear somebody saying, pig meat, pig meat, pig meat. Do you go there and say, how much is pig meat? Eh? Pork. Somebody say, pork, 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 pork. You don't go there because you are going there for what? For what? Fresh fish. That's what they call vision. You know the reason why you are going. You know where you are going. So when somebody is calling you to come to the wrong path, you say, no, I know the reason why I'm here. I know the reason. I know who brought me to where I am today. And I know who will take me to where I'm going tomorrow. So I cannot be waved by the waves of the sea. I have a vision. I have a mandate from God. Vision gives you mission and it gives you a mandate. And of course, number three, it terminates struggling. Every man and woman of vision are no longer termed as strugglers. They no longer struggle for anything. The days to which you are termed as a struggler is finally over. I said the day that you are termed as a struggler is finally over. I said the day that you are termed as a struggler is finally over. As you embrace God's vision for your life, I see God doing something new in your life in Jesus' name. I see God doing something new in your life in Jesus' name. I see God doing something new in your life in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say a big amen. I have other benefits of vision here, which I will also be discussing in the course of the second service. And I know that God, in His mercy, will bless somebody and will bless the person more than the person can ever imagine in the name of Jesus. I see new vision opening up to you this morning in the name of Jesus. God will show you what to do with your life in Jesus' name. It will teach you the right businesses to launch into. It will teach you the right career to stay into. It will open your eyes and open your minds this month, and you will see clearly what you are to do. The days of misinvestment of energy is over. The days of misinvestment of resources is over. Let me hear you say a big amen. You will not misinvest your time in any wrong business again. You will not misinvest your energy in any wrong resources again. You will not misinvest your time in any wrong relationship again. Did I hear somebody say amen? I heard of a guy who was dating someone. And after 7 years, the girl said, you are not the kind of person for me. 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. After 7 years, he said, no, you are not my vision. Why did you say that within 7 months? Why did you say that within 7 weeks? Why did you wait for 7 years? Maybe after many water has already passed under the bridge. 7 years! 7 years is a long time. Praise the Lord. God, we open your eyes. I say, God, we open your eyes. I say, God, we open your eyes. In the name of Jesus. It's an anointing service and it's an anointing for supernatural speed. And before we go into the anointing, I want us to realize, beloved, that one of the major power of the anointing is to grant us speed. Is to grant unto us speed. Somebody say speed. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day, that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now listen to me, beloved. One of the major assignments of the anointing is to cut chains, which we also call yokes. Nobody carries a yoke or a burden and moves with speed. You can't carry a yoke Not many people can carry Dangote cement bag on their back like this and make it to Tipa garage running faster than somebody without a cement bag. You have a cement bag you are carrying on your head, on your back, and you are moving to Tipa garage. And then somebody is carrying nothing and you say, oh yeah, let's do race together. Everybody knows who will win. To win in life and to enjoy speed in life, the yokes and the chains that has hitherto held us must be broken. That's what the anointing does. You say, by the anointing, the yoke shall be what? It will be broken. It will be destroyed. No man goes far without the anointing. And when we say anointing, anointing is not only for pastors. Everybody needs the anointing. Without the anointing, you operate in annoyance. Because there's nothing to show. Everything, you just be getting angry. Because there's no results. Without the anointing, you operate in annoyance. The anointing gives you speed. You are able to move fast. You started a business just last year. By the time we are closing this year, your turnover is in several millions. That is somebody I'm talking about this morning. You started a career not too long ago. Before you knew this, how did I get to this level in this organization? When to when? Those I met here, they are still at the back. See where God has placed me. That will be somebody's testimony. That will be somebody's testimony. You are at the back right now, but via the anointing coming on your head today, you will be at the forefront. I say you will be at the forefront. I say you will be at the forefront. The anointing always destroys limitation and hindrances to progress. And that's why we cannot be tired of anointing you. Because the anointing on a man's life must never run dry. The anointing on a lady's life must never run dry. When it runs dry, speed is suspended. When it runs dry, nothing happens again. The person is just like a living corpse. He's living, but it's like a corpse. I told you the story before of that woman and that man. They went to a church, and the husband said, and then the pastor said, we want to know all the widows here and to recognize them. I say, please, if you are a widow, please, can you please stand up? And the woman, the husband was right beside her, and she stood up. He was so shocked, and he started pulling her down and said, what do you mean? Aren't you like a dead man? What are you? What do you mean? You are alive, but you are not alive. As in, I don't even know that you are alive. Let me, Kukuma, stand up. You know Kukuma now? Have you don't know Kukuma? Let me, Kukuma, stand. That will never be your testimony. That will never be your portion. Your wife will see that you are walking in speed from today. Your husband will see that you are walking in speed from today. If I were you, I would say loud amen. No more stagnation in that business of yours. No more stagnation in that project of yours. Listen to me. There will be so much blessing into the anointing oil bottle you have brought this morning, to the extent that the project you are doing that looks stagnated, by tonight or tomorrow, as God help you, take that bottle there and anoint it. Take the bottle there. Say, this project, what's your problem? I speak to you. This is our time on speed. We are gaining speed. Spiritual forces, they hear. When you speak, they hear. Say, strangers will hear me. And they will what? They will run out of their close places. Strangers troubling your project and your family, they will run out of there today. I said, they will run out of there today. I said, they will run out of there today. The prophetic focus of this anointing is that via this anointing, God himself will open your eyes of understanding. I say, he will open your eyes of understanding. Via this anointing, he's going to give unto you new visions and new revelation. I say, God will give to you new visions and new revelation. Also, via this anointing, your life will access speed in the right direction. Did I hear somebody say amen? Let me just conclude on that because I'm already running out of time. When we say speed, it's not just speed, but speed in the direction that God has proposed for you. Speed in the direction that God has designed for you. Speed in the direction that will lead to a better end. As from today, you will no longer go in the wrong direction. Your speed will be in the right direction. And it will be very, very evident for everybody to see. Everybody will see that you are in the right path. And if there be anybody here today who is for any reason on the wrong path, may you retrace your steps. Listen to me. It is never too wrong. It's never too late to redirect yourself to the right path. No matter how long you have gone on the wrong path, the wisest thing you can do is, I think I'm on the wrong path. This is not the right path for me. Then you redirect your steps. And that takes a lot of grace. It takes humility. It takes sense. And this morning, God will give everyone here the grace to move in that right path in Jesus' name. Well, before we go into this glorious anointing service this morning for supernatural speed, you are here in this first service and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want this speed. I want to move with speed. It's like I'm moving like a snail. I want to change level. I want God to take me to a higher level. I don't want those behind me to catch up with me. But I want to first settle some things with God. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to ask God for forgiveness. I want to ask God for cleansing. I want God to cleanse me. I want Him to wash me clean. I want to be able to stand before God and be blessed as I stand before Him. I want to pray for you this morning, and I'm praying with you just where you are. We are running out of time. And you are saying to me, Pastor, please pray with me. I want God to open my eyes of understanding, but first, I want to ask Him for mercy. I want to give my life to Christ, or I want to rededicate my life to Christ. All else bow. I want you to please stand on your feet as I count from 1 to 5, and I'll be praying for you, and I know God will bless you. 1. God bless you. God bless you. You want me to pray with you? You want me to pray with you? You want me to pray with you? You want to rededicate your life to God? You want God to come into your life afresh? Or you want Him to forgive you your sins? You want Him to cleanse you from any past sin? You want this morning for the mercy and the blessing of God to reign upon your life? I want to pray with you, and I know as you take a bold step to stand up, God will bless you wherever you are in Jesus' name. Also, those who are watching us on the internet, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray with you this morning. Send us an email to the email stated on the screen, or send us a text on the number stated on the screen. But you are in the auditorium here. You want me to pray with you? You want me to pray with you? You want me to pray with you this morning? You want God to open your eyes of understanding. But you first want to settle one or two things with God. I don't know it, but you know it. Nobody knows it, but you know it. And you are saying to me, Pastor, please pray with me. 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 Quickly, be on your feet. I'm going to pray with you just where you are. And your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. 2, don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Also, you are there and your spirit is telling you to stand up. The Holy Spirit is the one speaking to you. He's telling you, stand up. Let the pastor pray for you. Stand up. Let the pastor pray for you. God bless you. Do that quickly and stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Loose you from the hold of the devil this morning. Stand up. I'm going to just pray with you and lead you to Christ again. Christ loves us. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Father. He will never, ever, ever, ever forsake you. He loves you so much. 3, He loves you. He will never allow you to be destroyed. He will never, ever allow you to be forsaken. He loves you. He cares about you. God bless you. I'm about to pray now. Please be on your feet, brothers, sisters. Those already standing, God bless you. I can see you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you. God bless 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 you. 4, I'm about to pray now. Also, you want to break an habit. You are tired of a habit. Maybe anger. Maybe a promiscuous life. Maybe a life of cheating others. Maybe any life that is not okay. You are tired of it. You want a new life. You want to stop gambling. You want to stop. You are tired of gambling. All sorts of things. All sorts of vices. You are tired. You want Christ to forgive you. You want a new life. You want a new life. Please be on your feet. God bless you. And join the people already standing. Many are already standing. You are the only one we are waiting for. You are the only one we are waiting for. You are the only one we are waiting for. God bless you. Also, you are watching us. Let us know that you are taking this decision and the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name. Those who are standing, please place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. 5. And say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, I declare this morning afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you, Lord, for embracing me. I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me once again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I thank you for these wonderful people standing in your presence. Please bless them. Please sustain them. Don't let them go back.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.